A word for you from Isaiah chapter 66 verse 1. Thus says the Lord, Heaven is my throne, and the earth is my footstool. What is the house that you would build for me, and what is the place of my rest? The Lord intentionally here mocks our ability to reach up to God, or to try and impress God. All human religion does exactly that. We try and reach up to the highest, reach up to God, forgetting that God is already in the highest. He also, as it shows later, is willing to be with the lowest, but nothing in between. God is very high and very low, but nothing in between. But let's firstly look at this. Heaven is my throne. All the universe, everything out there, the endless eternities of earths and suns and stars and whatever there is out there, God says, it is mine, it is my throne. Symbolically meaning, I rule there, I made it. So don't try and create a throne for me. I have my own throne. The Lord is saying this because God's people so often tried to impress God with sacrifices and building temples for Him, much like the pagans did. But the Lord needs to remind us very often that He is high enough, thank you. He doesn't need us to try and impress Him and make Him higher, or pretend that we are reaching into the highest. Not at all. The Lord says, I already have it. What can you do for me? And the earth is my footstool. That's how small the earth is to God. In another place, the Lord says, all humanity is just a drop of water in a bucket of water. That's how little we are. So don't get the wrong end of the stick. God still loves that drop of water. God loves all humanity. But we are to remember that we are not called to try and impress God. For he goes on to say, what is the house that you would build for me and my place of rest? Now he says that because later on he says, he who slaughters an ox is like one who kills a man. He who offers a grain offering like one who offers pig's blood. In other words, we are offensive to God if we try and impress the Lord. He has made his own way. We need to go his way. Don't try and think that you can try and make God comfortable. He is in charge. He is the sovereign Lord. Look up to him.